back to the point, still controlling it, moving into the slot, trying to go to his forehand, he scores! What a great move by Pavel Bure!
Bure is broke, loose, and scores! What a goal, Pavel Bure!
Puts it in his skates, kicks it up, and puts it by Bailey.
Bure going in! He scores! Pavel Bure has won it for the Vancouver Canucks!
The Hockey Hall of Fame is a building. Of course, it cannot speak. But if it could, I think today it would be saying, Pavel Bure, where you been? What took so long? Welcome, Pavel Bure.
Thank you very much. I'm just really honored to be part of the Hall of Fame.
Now, you had, I guess, six times previous where you could have been in the Hall of Fame. Were you starting to get discouraged? Like, am I ever going to get in?
Not really. You know, just I've done my part, and after it wasn't up to me, and I'm just really happy and glad I made it, so I'm just happy.
So just to confirm, are you wearing Sony Walkman headphones from the 1990s right now?
Well, you know, so many people here around, which is really good. You know, they really care about hockey. It's a little bit too loud, that's why I have to use the headphones.
So how did you get the phone call? Were you at home? Was it a cell phone? The phone rang, call display. Tell us how that shook down.
I just had a dinner with my friends and my wife, and you know, they called me, and I didn't pick up the phone for a long time, you know, because I don't like to pick up phone if I don't know the number. So I think they had to call my wife, and my wife said, called me on her cell and said, you know what, pick up that phone.
And do they call? They don't call you if you don't make it, right?
Well, you know, finally they get rich of me, and I hear they told me it's a Bill and Pat, and they were calling me from Hall of Fame, and they said congratulations, you made it. So I just was happy to be there, and especially hear this from Pat Quinn.
Here's the thing about Pavel. People don't see you very often. And in fact, when you played, you were a guy who did not look for the spotlight off the ice. Are you a private person? Are you a shy person? Give us a better idea sort of who you are.
I think I'm a normal person. You know, I always done whatever team were asking me to do. And I think I've done more than interviews than other people. But about my private life, you know, I just don't discuss my closest friends and my family, and I think it's totally normal. Not too many people do that.
If you look back at highlights, would you agree with me that even though you ended up losing Game 7, 93-94 season for you, phenomenal playoffs. You had 16 goals and 15 assists. Would that have been your highlight that season?
One of them for sure. You know, we had a great run, and we had a great bunch of guys in our team, and you know, we had a great coaching staff with the Pat, leading with the Pat Quinn, and the fans were supporting us, first of all, just in Vancouver, and after all over the Canada, because we were representing Canada in the final.
Pavel, people question whether Russians love the Stanley Cup as much as Canadians or Americans. You won a world championship. You were so close to a Stanley Cup. For you, what was the biggest thing, the biggest prize in your hockey career that you could have won?
Well, I don't think it's right when people saying that about European-born players. You know, right now, hockey is so big around the world, and everybody knows what the Stanley Cup is and how hard it is to win. So it's important for every hockey player. It doesn't matter which country you're from.
So you're saying that the Stanley Cup was the biggest prize for you?
Obviously, it's a big prize for every hockey player who plays in the NHL.
Okay, so Vancouver, of course, you had tremendous seasons in Vancouver. You scored 60 goals twice. How important is it for you to have your number retired in Vancouver?
You know, like, it's not up to me. You know, now I have to answer that question. I was asking about Hall of Fame, you know, but it wasn't up to me. And I can tell you one thing, you know, I had a great time in Vancouver, and as you said, I scored twice 60 goals there and 50 in other seasons. So I had a great season. I had a great time.
Pavel, there's a lot of kids that start playing hockey and they're not very good and they get discouraged. I think you need to tell them how bad you were the first time you showed up to play hockey so people can understand you can still be good. What was that like?
Not really, no, because we I couldn't really skate. We were playing outside, you know, we play outside on our feet. So, like, you know, I couldn't handle the puck a little bit. Oh, tennis ball, we play with a tennis ball. But my parents took me to the to the Rodami Hockey Junior Team, and you know, I couldn't really skate, so I guess my parents were a little bit embarrassed, and they told me, look, if in 6 months you're not going to be best on the team, we're going to take you out. So I was working hard, and I almost got there.
See, now that is a great way to end this, because here you have a guy who's 6 years old, he's not a good hockey player, he's not a good skater, and he turns into arguably the greatest skating hockey player in the history of the game, and now he is being rewarded with a spot in the Hall of Fame, which I think was much deserved years ago. Congratulations, Pavel Bure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.